An anti-corruption commission appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo has deepened its investigations in recent days. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the intensifying probes comes as Cuomo is increasingly coming under fire, accused of trying to control the panel and even suppress some subpoenas.
A corruption commission appointed by Governor Cuomo has voted to send subpoenas to some key members of the legislature to find out more about their relationships with private law clients. The Moreland Commission had already written letters to state senators and assembly members who make more than $20,000 a year from outside legal clients asking for the information, but they were refused. In the same private meeting where they voted to intensify the probe of the legislature, the Moreland Commission also voted to subpoena the party housekeeping accounts of the Democrats, Republicans, and Independents parties. The housekeeping accounts are regarded by critics as loopholes that can be used to override donation limits to candidates. Government reform groups are pleased. Karen Scharf is with Citizen Action.
Our end goal here is to get actual reform. So I think it's important in the process of moving toward reform that the commission have the trust of the public and be seen as taking on everybody equally.
The new subpoenas come after Cuomo was under fire in newspaper columns and editorials for appearing to waver on a commitment to fully probe corruption. The New York Daily News reported that Cuomo had encouraged the commission to suppress some subpoenas, including ones to the state's Democratic Party, which the governor leads, as well as subpoenas to real estate companies that had contributed to the governor's campaign right around the time he signed a bill giving luxury developers a tax break. The pressures led to this awkward exchange between the governor and reporters as an aide tried to hurry Cuomo away. The governor was asked whether he or any member of his staff instructed the commission to hold back on some investigations.
The Moreland Commission is staffed by people from the governor's office and the AG's office. We staff the commission. The co-chairs vote on what some subpoenas to do, and it requires a unanimous vote of the co-chairs.
And you and any members have to play any role in helping them determine where to go with subpoenas or not.
The governor's staff staffs the commission. It's staffed by people from the attorney general's office, so they staff the commission.
No, I understand that, but in terms of who gets a subpoena, did you play any role in that?
The co-chairs make that determination.
Glenn, the co-chairs make that determination.
Several days later, Cuomo scheduled editorial board meetings with the Daily News and the New York Times, and the commission was voting to go ahead with several subpoenas. On a parallel track, the governor confirmed that he's talking with legislative leaders about a possible reform package that could change the campaign finance laws. It would perhaps end the need for a full-blown investigation.
They're talking as they should be. Everybody's talking, which is intelligent. I don't believe there's going to be any quick resolution to the matter. That's my gut.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thanks,
Cuomo did not confirm reports that the talks include a possible constitutional amendment to enact public campaign financing. That process would ensure that no reforms happen until several election cycles in the future. The Moreland Commission is scheduled to deliver a preliminary report in December. The key next step will be what kind of conclusions the commissioners draw from the information they've gained through the subpoenas. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.